Department on Tuesday, June the 1st here. We have two bills here that we're going to have to move back to committee, and we'll get started on those, and that's 3628. Let's get started on those.
Sure. Right.
That's the crew that, let me open a work session.
No,
we won't. Not until you can.
Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on Senate Bill 542.
As they approve, move the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on Senate Bill 542. Have any opposition? Any discussion? Opposition? Hearing none, so move. Approved.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move we reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 542 was sent to the floor to be passed as amended recommendation.
President Cruz moves that we reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 542 was sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chair, yeah, can you just a little background on this? What happened? I think this
542 problem. Yeah, there was a amendment that was needed from the Secretary of State, as I understand. We'll bring when we get.
Okay.
Okay. We can have discussion now, so I will bring Brian Bull up here to discuss the what is needed and why we're bringing it back.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Brian Bull, representing the Oregon Petroleum Marketers Association. The bill has been brought back before you at the request of the Secretary of State's office. They were concerned that the statute referenced in Section 1 of the bill empowering them to wind up the affairs of the Oil Heat Commission was insufficient in that it did not include the ability for them to recover expenses that they would incur in winding up the commission. So at their request, we brought the bill back before you, the -810 amendment, which explicitly gives them the authority to not only wind up the affairs of the commission, but to do recover their.
Mr. Bode, do the amendments, in fact, take care of this? Okay. Any other discussion? All right. Those are the opinion that the committee reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 542A was sent to the floor with a due pass amended recommendation. We'll vote aye. Those no. The clerk will call it.
Representative Cruz?
Aye.
Representative Atkinson?
Aye.
Representative
Jennifer? Aye.
Representative Janella?
Aye.
Representative
Kapori? Aye.
Representative
Murphy?
Aye.
Representative Morgan?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Chair
Aye. Motion carries and the vote. Bill 542 is before, which the due pass amendment recommendation has now been reconsidered. And the bill is now before the committee as if it were never reported to the floor.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Cruz.
I move the -810 amendment to Senate Bill 542.
Representative Cruz moves the -810 amendment to Senate Bill 542.
I'm concerned that I missed the vote on this. I got that. Thank you. I'm just concerned that we're only dealing with part of the problem, and I know that there is a bill that's in the Ways and Means Committee right now, House Bill 3107, that is kind of the other piece to cleaning up the oil heating tanks that are in the ground. And I will be supporting this bill, but I'd like to put some emphasis, if we can, if there's any way that we can move that bill out of Ways and Means. I think it's got a small fiscal on it, but we need the other piece of it to help clean up those tanks that folks have already.
I appreciate that, and I'm working with the co-chair of Ways and Means and trying to make sure that this was going to get a complete fix this time. And I think that emphasis is needed, and I appreciate that for the record.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Okay. Any opposition to this? Hearing none, so move. Representative Cruz.
I move Senate Bill 532 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Cruz moves Bill 542 as amended to the floor to do pass recommendation. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, sorry, I thought we were considering the amendment for the purpose of referring it to raise the name.
No. No, we're going to go back to full at 542. And 3107 is still in Ways and Means as our vehicle to complete this whole process. And I told the Chair Lewis and had a lengthy discussion with her about the efforts that have gone on all session and that vehicle they had before them should be the one that we can finish complete work with. We hope that will take place here. And I will have another discussion with them so that we get this completed. Thank you. Any other discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I just would like to say that I'm glad that I've sent the employee is going to support this in Washington County.
Okay, clerk, please call the roll.
Hi.
Hi.
Representative
Devlin? Aye. Representative Gianella? Aye.
Representative
Papori?
Aye.
Representative
Murphy?
Aye.
Representative Morgan?
Aye.
Representative Taylor?
Aye.
Chair
Ross? Aye. And in the required number of votes, Senate Bill 542A passes to close the due pass recommendation. And the carrier?
That'll be there.
Representative Papori.
Okay.
All right. We'll close the work session on 542.
Great.
Let's see. Let's go to
28.
Representative Cruz.
I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on Bill 628.
Representative Cruz. Moves that we reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 628A was sent to the floor to do pass amended recommendation. Discussion. What we have here is a need for another amendment.
Yeah, Mr. Chair and members, this is the famous so-called conflict amendment. We passed out on 524 the -A3 amendments, which added an emergency clause to this bill. And before I drop the bill at the desk, I have to make sure that there's no conflicting piece of legislation moving through this process at the same time. In this case, there was at Senate Bill 440. And so Legislative Council has adopted the amendments in your packet, I believe they're the A4s, which incorporate the emergency clause and also any language needed if in case 440 passes and 628, so the statute will be similar. And what it deals with, I believe, is the 150 days on page 3. Senate Bill 440 is passing through amending the same statute, but it didn't amend the 150 days as this bill does. So they're trying to get the language to be the same.
No, all I have is A3. Oh, in the packet. Okay. I didn't have it in there yet. Okay. Okay. Representative Devlin, did you have a question?
Mr. Chairman, you clarify.
Okay. All taken care of?
No.
All right.
Mr. Chair, so in this case, unlike last time, we need to actually take off the A3 amendments.
Remove the A3s and then.
Right.
Okay, we will work our way. Yeah, we will work our way through that language here. Hopefully, we get that right. Okay, any other further discussion? Okay. Do we have any opposition to this? Hearing none, so moved.
Yeah.
That's Cruz.
I move we reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 628 was sent to the floor to be passed as amended recommendation.
Representative Cruz moves that we reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 628A was sent to the floor to do pass amended recommendation. Any further discussion? Any opposition? Hearing none, so pass.
Representative
Cruz.
I move the rule be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote by which Senate Bill 628 was amended with the adoption of the -A3 amendment.
Representative Cruz moves rule be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote by which Senate Bill 628 was amended with the adoption of the -A3 amendment. A3 amendment. Any further discussion? Any opposition? So moved.
Ms. Shelley?
Yes, Senator Cruz.
I move we reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 628 was amended by the adoption of the Dash 3 amendment.
As the Cruz moves that we reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 628A was amended in the committee by the adoption of the Dash 3 amendment. Hearing none? Any opposition? Hearing none, so moved. Now,
which means Dash 3 is no longer there.
That's correct.
Clarification, Senate Bill 628K is now before us as if the Dash 3 amendments were never adopted. It is now in order to entertain a motion to adopt different amendments.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Cruz.
I move the Dash 84 amendment to Senate Bill 628.
Representative Cruz moves the Dash 84 amendment to Senate Bill 628. Any discussion? Any opposition? Hearing none, so moved.
Chair.
Representative Cruz.
I move Senate Bill 628 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Cruz moves Senate Bill 628 to the floor with a Dash A4 amendment. Do we have any further discussion? Hearing none, will the clerk please call the vote?
Representative Cruz?
Aye.
Representative Atkinson?
Aye.
Representative
Devlin? Aye.
Representative J. Miller?
Aye.
Representative
Foley?
Aye.
Representative Merkley?
Aye.
Representative Morgan?
Aye.
Representative Taylor?
Aye.
Chair
Wells? Aye. I'm requiring the vote. Senate Bill 628A amendment as the Board of Due Pass recommendation. We vote the court system of Senate Bill 628. And 615, we will hear later. They're still working on final amendments. So our final bill here today will open the work session on Senate Bill 804.
Mr. Chair and members, Senate Bill 804 A requires the Water Resources Commission and the Water Resources Department to state on the first page of the order that the order is the final order of major climate change.
Okay. Well, I know we can bring Tom up here. Let's begin with.
Chair, members of the committee, for the record, Tom Beiler. I'm not sure where the proponents of the bill are today, but I can give you some background on this bill and let you know that the bill 804-A is a bill that we support. The Dash A version was developed through negotiations with the proponents of this bill, the Attorney General's Office, and the Water Resources Department. It is a pretty straightforward bill. The administrator suggested or stated it basically would require the department to clearly identify final orders issued in other than affected cases and to make sure that the appeal rights for persons who are affected by these orders are clearly listed on the front page of these orders. This is a bill that reflects a policy that we have recently been, in the last few years, trying to adhere to in terms of being fair to folks who are affected by agency decisions, let them know what kind of appeal rights they have available to them. In that regard, supportive of language in 804-A. I do have testimony though about that. I apologize. The testimony is brief, but it does kind of paint a picture and background on what this bill is about. I don't know that I need to go into great detail. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to respond.
Any questions from the committee? This is pretty straightforward, Tom.
Sure. I'm in Santa Bella. 804A to the floor to be passed recommendation.
Representative Cruz moves Senate Bill 804A to the floor to do pass recommendation. Any discussion? The clerk, please call the roll.
Representative Cruz?
Aye.
Representative
Atkinson?
Aye.
Representative
Devlin? Aye. Representative
Janella?
Here.
Representative
Foley? Aye. Representative Merkley?
Aye.
Representative Morgan?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Aye. Having the required number of votes, Senate Bill 804A passed the floor to do pass recommendation. Who'd like to carry this?
Carry the water,
for the water. Carry it for water. Let's say it's terrible service. Thank you very much. We close the work session at Bill 804, and having no further business, we are adjourned for today. Thank you very much. And tomorrow at 8 a.m. It'll be 8 a.m. That's when we're supposed to be.
You got it. 8 a.m.
Yes, 8 a.m. What's, are we going to have a...
what's going to be our new schedule?
8 a.m.
Every day.
8 a.m. We have the
and not in the
afternoon.
Right.
That means we can call.
8 a.m.